Hi everyone, it's Zach. You guys remember me, right? I'm that guy who used to hang out with you in Coleraine. Well, I'm back and boy, do we have some exciting things to share with you. But first, we thought we might take a trip back down Gilead Lane. You know, sometimes when there's a lot of change happening in your life, it can be a little overwhelming. Sometimes you need to stop and just breathe and remember where you've been. I think that helps us remember where we're going. And let me tell you, right now there's a lot of change happening around here. That's all good and we're excited, but we missed Coleraine and all of the great times we had there. So we thought we'd stop by for a visit and, well, this is the best place to start. The first time we met the Morrisons, they were having a lot of trouble adjusting to their new school year. Our beloved Morrisons were anything but cool.
Oh, sorry, I thought this was the door to the stairwell.
Stairwell?
Yeah, someone told me my second hour class was upstairs.
Well, we're a one-floor school, and this is the teacher's lounge.
Oh.
You're Brooke Morrison, right?
Yes.
Not off to a good start. You were late to my class last hour.
How was your first day, Timmy?
It was okay, but I thought I'd get to have lunch with you, Mommy, and I didn't know what to do.
Hey, Justin, you puke anymore when you got to school?
No, and don't tell anyone about that.
Too late,
Mike!
All right, you guys, that's enough. Michael, come on, how's fifth grade?
Well, I'm not as lucky as Haley. Mrs. Collins had Justin 2 years ago, and he was Nerd City USA, and how am I supposed to live up to that?
Thankfully, it didn't take too long for them to get settled and into a groove. But you know in life, things are rarely peaceful.
Anna thinks that since she's a new girl, she can take over the whole class.
You can do the math problem alone. Anna, wanna go work by the window?
Mrs. Collins said you were my partner.
If you would just look through even one magazine or look at the girls in my class, you'd see everyone wearing it.
Hey, first of all, that's enough, kiddo. We said no, and that's final. Secondly, when have we ever let you kids do something just because everyone else was doing it?
I don't know.
Hey, we've got a problem here. Oh, an astronaut Johnny Combat just bailed with the only parachute and the camera.
No! It took us forever to save up for that camera. Houston, we have a problem.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston!
Justin, we have a problem. Huh? You fell asleep watching TV. I've been calling you. Timmy's freaking out about where his Johnny Combat doll is.
Oh, I forgot to tell him about the explosion. I'll go find him. I know where my next allowance money is going.
Let me guess. I did something to destroy your life today, too, right?
Not that I can think of. No.
Well, the day's not over.
But God always has a plan.
That's a pretty cool dog, Grace. Should I call you that or Miss Anders?
Oh, I prefer Grace. And thank you. Finn McCool is a great dog.
So did you have to train him to be a guide dog, or did he come like that?
I went to a special place for several weeks to be trained how to live with a seeing eye dog. And that's where I met Finn. He spent his whole life learning how to do this kind of work.
Cool.
Do you ever get scared living all alone? I mean, because you can't see and everything.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's been 30 years, and I guess I don't think about it much anymore.
Am I asking too many questions? Because sometimes my mom says that I'm rude because I talk so much. And I haven't hurt your feelings or anything, have I?
No, not at all. You can ask me as many questions as you like.
Well, even though God's taking care of you, I'm sure it's pretty quiet here at the end of Gilead Lane. Maybe we can come over to see you more.
Well, I must admit that I do love visitors.
And before long, something special happens.
How about you all come over here tomorrow after we get back from church?
We?
Are you coming with us, Grace?
Your mom and dad invited me.
And while you were right to listen to mom and me when we asked you to stop coming here, you need to know that we're proud of the way you all welcomed Grace from the very beginning.
Dad and I were wrong not to come down and meet her as soon as she moved in.
Right.
We shouldn't have waited. You showed her the love that God asks us to have for each other. And we should never be afraid to do what God asks.
Well, you can all stop talking about me like I'm not here.
Oh,
I just hope that I can see even more of all of you from now on. Finn and I just love the company.
Oh, he agrees.
But we all learned, things can change again in an instant.
Tommy! I can't see, Tommy!
It's okay.
See! Where's my mommy? Daddy? Dad! Dad! Help! Dad!
And lives become entwined in ways that no one could have imagined.
He's passing out on me again, Dad. We gotta get her to a hospital. I gotta tell him what happened.
You've done enough. Destroyed enough lives for one night. You will not destroy your own, or your mother's and mine.
Dad, we have to.
Tommy, it hurts.
Hand me the child and get in your car.
But Dad.
I said get in your car. Your mother's here and she'll drive you home.
Tommy, what's happening?
Shh, Gracie, it's gonna be okay. We gotta help her, Dad.
I will take care of the girl.
Please, Dad.
Get in your car now. And you forget this night ever happened. Do you understand me? Forget it!
Yes, sir.
When you're standing here, unless you really look, you might not even realize that two people lost their lives right here. The tree still has its scars. The wound didn't heal and disappear. I can see that the tree grew and matured around that scar. And you know, sometimes that happens with people too.
Maya, what are you doing here so late? Aren't you supposed to be in bed?
Mother dropped me off. I wanted to see you.
Oh?
You're working a lot lately.
Yes, I am, and I'm getting further behind. Oh, I gotta get started on that quarterly report.
Are you okay, Dad?
I'm fine. Life hasn't been so fun lately, but I'm gonna make it.
You need God to help you.
I don't need a Sunday school lesson, thank you very much.
And sometimes those wounds can build to a breaking point.
Dad? Dad, I was so worried about you.
The storm. The door blew open. I must have blacked out for a few moments. Oh, Maya, are you okay?
I'm all right, I think.
We've got to get out of here. Oh, I can't move.
I think we're under part of the roof. It's got us trapped.
Ow! My leg! Maya! Maya, you're bleeding!
I'm feeling a little dizzy.
Here, put this on your head. Maya? Maya, say something! Maya! Hey, help us here, will you? Help us out here! Now! Hey!
That's where God meets us.
God! God, can you hear me? Save my little girl! God, save Maya, please. I'll do anything. I'll live a better life, okay? I'll be a better person. I'll do whatever you want. Just save my little girl, will you?
And then we meet him.
I believe your dad is ready.
Ready?
I'm ready to make good on a promise.
I don't understand.
Well, when the storm hit that night, I saw you dying, Maya. And I made a deal with God. I asked him to save your life, and in return, I would do whatever he wanted. And so I'm ready. I'm ready to accept Jesus.
Wow, the folks of Coleraine have really been through a lot, haven't they? But we've had good times, too.
Showdown at high 11.
Ain't that supposed to be high noon?
Yeah, but I got a dentist appointment.
Then high 11 it is.
The meteor guys saved me!
Why, yes. Yes, I did. All in a day's work. Oh, and a dough girl helped too.
Ha, here's your Faustus. Now, it's a nice day for a walk. If you take a left and then go down that street, you'll find what you're looking for.
Well, that was strange.
No, it wasn't. We're being followed.
By the man in the false mustache, glasses, hat, and trench coat?
No, by the man across the street with the scar on his face.
Well, how do you know that?
Because the man in the trench coat and mustache just turned and went the other way with the group of circus clowns.
Coleraine also stretched out and touched the world.
Thank you for my little snugger, Bunny. I call him Gracias because I'm really, really happy to have him.
You are very welcome, Enrico.
Where are you headed?
Peru. Yeah, I'm going on a mission trip.
Peru? That's fantastic. How exciting for you.
Thank you.
What are you going to do down there?
Well, I'm going to help rebuild an orphanage that burned down. Well, actually, I'm going to help watch the kids while other people work on rebuilding it.
Senor Victor, we are very happy that you are here. Your gifts has helped us a lot, and it is nice to meet you and Senora Rita. Thank you for your
generosity.
Generosity. We love you.
And life moved on, and so did some of our favorite people.
Mr. Key? Whoa, you got a big one! That's the biggest, hugest fish I've ever seen! Huh? Look how it's bending your pole!
Get the net! Hurry!
You say I caught a fish?
Mr. Key!
Timmy!
I really prefer... Wait! Yes, Timmy! I'm Timmy!
Timmy, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you there. Do me a favor, will you?
What?
Make sure Tim gets this.
What do you have there?
My old family Bible. Will you take this to him?
Dad?
Tim, I got a call from Mr. Key's nurse. Mr. Key just passed away.
I miss Mr. Key. But, you know, we met some really cool people, too.
Freddy Falstaff? Yeah. Is that you?
Yeah, it's me. Could you lower your voice?
Walk around the site and pick up all the scrap pieces of wood and debris that you see lying around.
We're picking up garbage?
Well, that's one way to look at it.
I think we'll just stick with the painting, Mr. Thomas. Yeah. Thanks anyway.
No, the painting can be done by someone else. And we wouldn't want you to get sick on the fumes.
This is Lana. She's from Russia.
Nice to meet you, Lana.
Good to meet you. I live with the Richters.
Really? That's great.
Yes.
So, are you having a good time so far?
Good? Yes. I'm not here for very long, and they show me lots of things about America.
Hello, Brooke.
Oh, Mrs. Taylor. I mean, Mrs. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you probably aren't called that anymore, are you?
Actually, I never changed my name. You're right, it's still Taylor.
And speaking of fearless, can you believe this kid going down in the last game, taking one big hit for the team?
Dad.
What? Can't your old man brag about you?
Seriously, Dad, we should get going now. Mom's probably waiting.
Hi there. Oh, hello.
Tim, right?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Your sister told me. I like to know my neighbors. I'm Bill Mincer, by the way.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Mincer.
Mom and Dad, this is Carrie. Carrie, this is my mom, Monica, and my dad, Tom.
Mrs. Richter, Mr. Richter, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you for allowing me to intrude on your weekend.
And some of those people, well, they stuck around for the long haul.
Hey, everyone. This is Hope.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going? Now, let's not overwhelm her too much. Hope, honey. This is Brooke.
Hi.
And Michael.
Hi there.
And Haley.
Hello.
And Tim.
Hi.
Wow. You got a lot of kids, Judge Morrison.
Yes, we do.
Hi, everyone.
And they changed our favorite family forever.
Oh, would you like it if this were more than just a weekend?
What?
Would you like to stay with us?
Really?
Yes.
For how long?
Well, as long as you like.
You all want me to stay?
Yes.
Of course. Sweetie.
For real and for always? Did you plan this?
No, honey, we didn't plan it.
No, I think it was part of a far bigger plan than ours, Hope.
So what do you say, kiddo?
Huh? What do you think?
Now give her some space.
We need another sister around here.
Sister? Really? I think I'd like that a lot.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, yes.
Come on, hug.
And here we are, the Morrison house. We spent a lot of time here. But these days, things at the Morrison house look quite a bit different. There are no more bikes in the yard or toys scattered around.
Grandpa, 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 Grandpa,
Well, maybe not so different. You know, something that I've always wondered about. What's down here? Now, let's see. After we get past the Morrison house... Okay, there's Grace's house. What's at the end of Gilead Lane? What's down there? Let me get... Oh, holy cow. It's like leaves and... That wouldn't do for a weed whacker right now. Look, a lot of trees. Wait, what is that? Did you hear that? Come on, let's go see what's up there.
If you and your family are looking for ways to learn more about God and grow closer to Him, check out our devotional, Keys for Kids. Every day you'll find a Bible passage, a key thought, and a cool story. Keys for Kids is totally free. To get your copy, call 888-224-2324. Write us at Keys for Kids Ministries, Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. Or go to keysforkids.org and click Shop.
Ahead, there's some kind of it's kind of a break in the trees. I can just get around this. It's wow, these mountains, they're amazing. And that sign says Red Rock Welcome Center, enter the mystery. Really? Yuck.
Hey, mister. I'm sorry.
Our brother isn't feeling so great.
I can see that.
Did he get your shoes?
Nope. Just missed them. By the way, I'm Zach.
I'm Ashley. And this is my little brother, Bryce.
Hey. Little?
Well, by 57 seconds. It's not much, but it counts. Oh, my head.
You need to drink more water. Mom said that
I don't want to. Oh, I feel like Dylan.
What did Mom say?
The altitude can mess with people. It's called altitude sickness. Less oxygen. I think that's what Ashley has.
Sounds about right. Hi, I'm Catherine.
Oh, hi. I'm Zach. It's nice to meet you guys.
Zach. That's a nice name. I like it.
Thank you?
That means you're going to end up in a book.
Excuse me?
Mom's a writer. Whenever she meets someone with a nice name, they usually end up in a book or story later.
Really? Well, that's cool.
The kids are on to me. You will probably be able to find yourself in something later. If we can ever get this move over with, that is.
Taking forever. Seriously.
Dylan hurled all over Zach.
Yeah. What?
Not really. Close to me, but not on me, thankfully.
Oh, good. I'm so sorry. Dylan, honey, come with me. We'll get you cleaned up.
Okay. I don't have to get back into the car again, do I?
Not right now. We'll take a break and have some lunch.
Okay.
Zach, you're welcome to join us. We have plenty.
Thanks, but really, it's not necessary.
It's the least I can do for someone who has inspired a new character in my mind.
Well, okay. I might just take you up on that. You guys moving?
Yeah, how could you tell?
Well, it seems like those suitcases and boxes that you got strapped to the luggage rack, well, it's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, and the Illinois plates.
Well, that's a good point. But it's a huge move across the country. No wonder you're so tired.
Oh, we made that move a while ago. Mom brought us to Colorado from Illinois. Now we're moving to a new city, Red Rock.
Wow, that's a lot of moving. Where's your dad?
Our dad...
He died.
Oh, wow. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. That was rude.
No, it's okay. We've got a stepfather now, and he's really nice.
And a stepsister, too. Come on, let's get the food set up. There's a table over there.
We probably shouldn't be telling you all this. You're a total stranger, after all.
That's a good point. Well, thankfully, I'm not an assassin. At least, not last time I checked.
But isn't that what an assassin would say?
That's true.
You're probably okay. Besides that, we have cell phones and you don't.
Oh, yeah. Do you even own a cell phone?
Actually, I don't.
Whoa. Are you from the Dark Ages or something?
The town I came from isn't exactly the height of technology. Nice people, though. I really liked it there a lot. But I think it's time for a change.
Oh, you moving too?
Looks like it.
Where?
Red Rock seems like a nice place.
You'll be our neighbor. That's awesome.
Oh, yes. We already know someone there. That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we know Sam and Lee.
Yeah, but they're family. That doesn't count.
I think Dylan's feeling a little better now. But we're gonna stick with just water for now. Lunch will have to wait until we get to the house. Don't want any accidents in the car.
That's probably a smart move.
Mom, Zach's moving to Red Rock too.
Really? That's great. We already have a friend.
That's what Bryce said.
Brilliance obviously runs in part of the family.
Oh, give me a break. My head hurts.
Okay, enough you two. Zach, what do you do?
Well,
He writes a lot.
Now, what made you say that?
You have a writer's bump, you know, on your finger, right there. That's where your pen sits.
Wow, that's pretty good.
My kids are nothing if not observant.
Maybe you should be detectives.
Hey, that would be cool.
Solving crimes and serving justice on a plate with mashed potatoes and tea.
Way too cheesy, Bryce.
Yeah, it sounded better in my head.
So back to you, Zach. How did you end up in Red Rock?
It wasn't exactly planned that way. At least, not my plans.
Hey, are you Christian?
Well, yeah, I am actually.
Cool, we are too.
Very nice. So God brought us all here then?
Yeah, we're moving to Red Rock for my husband and his daughter.
Oh, that's right. Your kids mentioned that earlier.
Sam's not a Christian.
Bryce!
What? He's not.
But that's not the kind of thing you just announce like that.
It's all right.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, we like him.
He's just, well, not a believer.
But that's okay. We're praying for him. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really the best way to handle it. You know, God's got a plan.
He sure does. Well, Zach, it's been really nice meeting you, but we have to get back on the road.
But Mom,
we've got to get to the house before it gets too late.
Of course, I understand. It was sure nice to meet you guys.
You too. Nice meeting you.
And the next time I see you, young man, well, I hope you're feeling a lot better.
Me too. Yeah.
See you later, Zach.
Bye.
See you guys.
Come on, kids. Nice to meet you, Zach.
What a nice family. Red Rock Welcome Center, huh? I say we check this thing out and see what Red Rock has to offer. Wow, there's a lot here. Look at this map. There's a lot of outdoor things on this map, like, look, there's skiing and hiking and snowmobile trails. Oh, and a swimming area, too. Pretty cool. What's this?
Hello, sir. Can I help you with anything?
No, I just, well, actually, I'm new here, and it looks like there's a lot of pamphlets and places to visit in Red Rock.
Oh, yes. We always have a lot happening around here.
Wow. That's going to be a change of pace from where I just came from.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely. Can you recommend some places for me?
Oh, sure. Well, over here, we got some old mining communities that date back to the 1800s. There are museums and buildings that are still from that time period. And over here, well, we got a really nice ski resort. A lot of people come in and visit every year.
Whoa, whoa.
And over here...
Wait. Hold on. Let me just take a moment to take this all in. I think we're in for a lot of adventures here in Red Rock.
Well, this is a great place for that.
Thanks. I'll take some of these with me, and looks like I'll be doing a lot of exploring.
Sure thing. Come back anytime.
So, what do you think? There sure is a lot of stuff here. You guys ready to join me for Red Rock Mysteries? I sure hope so.